but you like. Don't they all look fun? I wanna take them all to the cinema. Hanging on the mean street, take them a few weeks. Don't you wanna hear or hear something beautiful? Or take yourself straight to the cinema. Cause he loves the Beatles, and he's got a motorbike, a Beatle. Riding on your motorbike, riding by the birds you like. Don't they all just look fine? Or take yourself straight to the cinema. You're hanging on the mean streets, taking pills till you feel weak. Don't you wanna hear a look at something beautiful? You take yourself straight to the cinema. Cause he loves the Beatles, and he's got a motorbike, a Beatle.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 646. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from TV Party from Ventura, California. I played the track Motorbike Libido, She Loves the Beatles. It's a twitchy little number from the band's album Psychic Driving, which came out April 21st on Outro Records. A lovely post-punk track there. There's post-punk all through that album, but there's other things too. So give that one a listen, see if there's something on there that works for you, and then, you know, pay accordingly. I've got lots of music for you this week, so I shouldn't talk much. Let's play more. This is The Nags with Apathetic Love.
Apathetic Love. Crazy my face.
Keep hitting you with them just that fast. That was Susie Moon and Billy Hopeless with the song Communicado. That's the B-side of the Nothing Left to Lose 7-inch, which came out May 5th on Yeah Right Records. The A-side is a Susie Moon song joined by Billy Hopeless. The B-side, a Billy Hopeless song joined by Susie Moon. If you're not familiar with the name Billy Hopeless, he's from Black Halos. It's a fun 7-inch because 7-inches are fun. Before that, we heard from the Nags from Dusseldorf, Germany, the song Apathetic Love. That's on the band's self-titled release that came out March 7th. Just a digital-only Bandcamp self-release sort of affair. 5 songs. I picked it up because I really like one of the covers that they do. A cover of a song by the Amber Squad, kind of late 70s mod revival band. But the rest of it is just so good. And that song there, Apathetic Love, right there in the middle. So give that one a listen. Anyway, let's continue on here. This is Why Bother.
Another problem rings out in my brain, and this medication only makes me weirder. But I really wanted to deal with this pain. You can call it what you want, my mind is now a broken mirror. Can't fix the situation, didn't mean to let you down. I know I'm going nowhere, I'm just a loser. So I better get used to it. Another problem rings out in my brain, and this medication only makes me weirder. Was I really born just to deal with this pain? You can call it what you want, my mind is now a broken mirror. Can't fix the situation, didn't mean to let you down. I know I'm going nowhere, I'm just a loser in this goddamn town. So I better get used to it. Will I ever get used to it? Do I have to get used to it? I'm not gonna get used to it. Thank you.
we're going here. That was Blowers with the song Sick of You. That's on the band's self-titled record that came out April 14th on Chiputa Records. That band based out of Melbourne in Australia. It's a skeezy little punk record. Kind of reminds me of Wayne Payne here in Kansas City. Should probably listen to that one on vinyl. I bet it sounds better when it's dirty and scratched as well. Before that, we heard from Poison Ruin from Philly. I played the song Harvest. That's the title track from the band's new album that came out April 14th on Relapse Records. Got a dungeon punk vibe there with lots of synth kind of finding its way all through that record. Makes it a very interesting listen, and there's really good hooks in there as well, so give that one your full attention. Before that, we heard from Why Bother from Mason City, Iowa, and the song Get Used to It. That's on the band's album A City of Unsolved Mysteries that came out March 31st of this year on Feel It Records. That's a band of unsolved mysteries as far as I'm concerned. I think they might be stew only. They seem to put out record after record. Who knows what they're all about, but I really love their sound, and this is at least the second, maybe the third record of theirs that I have picked up. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's continue on here, changing gears, blissing out a little bit with the Ocean Blue. back where we ended there. That was Kansas City's Dragon in 3 with the song I'll Be Right Over. That's on the band's new album, Trade Secrets, which came out April 28th on American Laundromat Records. Just an excellent synth-pop record. If you're into synth-pop, pick up the record, no questions asked. If you're not into synth-pop, maybe give that album a listen. You might be into synth-pop after all. Before that, we heard from The Ocean Blue and the song Ballerina Out of Control, originally released in 1991, though I just picked that up on the Cherry Stars Collide Dream Pop Shoegaze and Ethereal Rock 1986 to 1995 that came out March 21st on Cherry Red Records. I've been playing one song per week from this 4-CD compilation, and this is from the third CD. And the third CD is a good one. It's got my favorite bands on it, playing songs that aren't really my favorite, as well as introducing me to bands that I should have paid more attention to, such as that band from Hershey, Pennsylvania, The Ocean Blue. That one's just delightful. All right, looking at the time here, we need to wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 646. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got lots of things coming up. On the 8th, Thank You, I'm Sorry is at the Farewell. On the 9th, Tenacious D is playing at Starlight. On the 10th, we have Off at Record Bar or Cheap Trick at Starlight. On the 11th, Sold Out Billy Idol Show at the Uptown or Def Club is playing at the Radical Library in Lawrence. On the 13th, we have Death Heaven at Madrid or Harry Carey for the Sky at Vivo or Possessed at the Bottleneck. On the 15th, Agent Orange is playing the Record Bar. 16th, They Might Be Giants comes to the Truman. All American Rejects are at Legends Field. 16th is Man or Astro Man at the Record Bar and Unearth at Bottleneck. So big night there. On the 17th, Wednesday is at the Record Bar. Moonspell is at the Granada. On the 18th, Slackers are coming to the Madrid. Grade 2 is coming to Record Bar. On the 19th, GBH is out of Encore. Scuffed is playing at Pin Valley Skate Park. Southern Culture and the Skids is at Knuckleheads. And String and Return is at the Record Bar. And Manorfest is playing. So you've got Heidi Gluck playing the 19th at the Replay for the Matinee. And Eggs on Mars are playing later that night at the same venue. So make that one a double header. On the 21st, Uncouth is at the Brick. Secret Shame is at Farewell on the 22nd. 23rd, Goat Whore comes to Minibar. 24th, Thelma and the Sleaze at the Bottleneck. 25th, Train Dodge comes to Minibar. 26th, Les Claypool plays at the venue that shall not be named. 26th, we have the Queers at Rhino. And that should be enough for now. Looking at the website, nothing new out there. I've got a few things that will be published shortly, so keep an eye on the Too Much Rock website. And that gives us time for one more track. I'm going to play something from Dropkick from Edinburgh, Scotland. The song's called Telephone. It's on the band's new album, The Wireless Revolution, which came out April 28th on Hurrah, Sound Asleep, or Rock Indiana, depending on where you are in the world and how you like to listen to your music. The band's been around forever, started off in the indie pop, almost twee vein, adding in Americana bits through the years as things go by, and now they've ended up something, in my estimation, that is wonderful. It's got some jangle to it, kind of feels like the college rock that I love so much. So I hope you enjoy this one, too. We're going to end things here with Dropkick and the song Telephone. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.